Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashland Dave, and I'm recording live from my podcast studio in Ashland, Virginia. Thanks for coming along. And this is Ashland Dave, and this is the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast, episode 257. It is the week of March 3rd, 2018. I'd like to thank you for coming along. Thank you for coming back if you're a repeat listener. And if you are an original listener, going all the way back to 2008, March 14th, 2008 is when I believe I put up the first podcast. That is the date that is on the file that's on my computer from 2008. So I guess this month is the 10th anniversary of the podcast, or the 11th anniversary, I guess, depending on how you count the years. I think it's actually the 10th, because 2009 would have been the end of the first year. Anyway, coming up on 10 years, one way or the other, and can't believe I've been doing the podcast this long. Like to thank all those listeners that are original, and I know I got a handful of them, and I want to do a listener shout-out in the next show, which will be after the anniversary date. So if you are an original listener, send me an email at ashlanddave@gmail.com, and if you're a longtime listener, I mean, long-time listeners is multiple years or even a year, send me an email at ashlanddave@gmail.com. I kind of want to do a little bit of a listener roll call, as I've done in the past. Just send me an email. Let me know where you hail from, what kind of running you do. Doesn't have to be long, and I'll mention that on the show. I don't keep a database or anything of any of the email addresses, so a lot of times I actually kind of forget sometimes, and I've had a couple people kind of get mad at me over the years when I haven't realized who they were when they were emailing me back again, because I might have forgotten what they told me about. That's only because my memory's not that good, but it doesn't mean that I certainly don't appreciate all listeners to the show, especially those that come back episode after episode and support the show. It's much appreciated. So I am prepping for a 50K coming up on March 10th. That's going to be the Belmonte Endurance Run 50K. There are, with this race, there's three events that day, March 10th. It's in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, about 2 hours west of here from Ashland, the center of the universe. There's the 50-mile race, the 50K, and then the 25K. Now, 50-mile is actually 52.6 miles, and the 50K is actually 34.2 miles, so it's a little bit longer than a regular 50K. I chose the 50K. This was originally going to be my spring race, and that was before the Light to Light 50 came along. I've talked about that in a previous podcast. But this was going to be my spring race. I had big plans to do hill training and all kinds of stuff to get ready for this and just have a great, you know, and try to do real well. A lot of that went out the window when I fell down my back steps back on December 8th and hurt my back and wasn't able to really do much. And although I did fine at the 50K, the 50 miler down in the Outer Banks. I couldn't recover from that and get any hill training in, trail running or anything at one of our local parks called Poor Farm Park, which has got lots of ups and downs. It's really a better mountain biking park than for running, unless you're trying to do hills, and some of those are pretty steep. So I didn't get over there at all, and I kind of got to a point where I just decided to bag it all and just go out and do a hike. For the 50K, running and walking, cutoff is 9 hours. There's about 5,000 feet of gain and loss on the course. 80% single track. There's some double track trails. 10% on gravel, and then 10% on pavement, which is the Blue Ridge Parkway. The race starts going out on the Blue Ridge Parkway, gives people a chance to thin out. In fact, there's a requirement that you run single file on the Blue Ridge Parkway because the road is open, and then it'll go into the single track trails. At least that's what the website tells me, and by then people will spread out. I'll certainly be near the back of the pack, I'm sure. Then it goes out, half of 34.2, whatever that is. I can't do the math in my head, whatever that is. And then it turns around and comes on back. And then the 50-mile course is this just about the same route, but it goes further. So I'm doing the 50K. That's what I signed up for, because the 50 mile had a 13 hour cutoff, and I just thought that was a little bit too much to chew since I didn't know what the course was like. So I signed up for the 50K, and that's what I'm going to go out and do next week, and just hoping for good weather. So in order to prep for that, I've kind of taken off a little bit of time since the 50K. I did recover. I didn't run, since the 50 miler. I ran, I think, the weekend after that, and then just done a lot of little runs during the week, and then I get up with my group on the weekend, and I'll talk about that here shortly because we're doing these map runs, and I'm going to reference what Sandy Steiner did up in her city of Rochester Hills up in Michigan. But I really just haven't really done much to prepare specifically for this race, so I'm probably going to suffer a little bit. I say that now. Sometimes things work out a little bit better than I think they are. However, I'm not a trail runner. I'm not really one that cares for the trails that much. It's not like I seek them out over other stuff. I really do like the road ultras, especially point to point, like the light 50, which is just straight south for the most part and just messes with your brain. Trails are, I'm going to end up falling probably get some blisters. I think there's some creaks, so I'm going to need to do some sock changes and kind of work that into my crew strategy, which I'll be working on this week. My wife is going to be my crew, and we won't be taking our daughter this time because she's got another event that came up that she's going to have to participate in, and so my parents are going to come up and house watch for house sit for us, but we are going to take our dog Blue. And oh yeah, so that should be interesting. We've rented a cabin up in the mountains for the weekend, and I'm kind of looking forward to getting away. I just, in some ways, I wish that one of those, Friday night, of course, be nervous. The race starts at 6 a.m. on Saturday, March 10th. Of course, I'll be nervous the night before, and then get up and pretty much out on my feet and on the trail all day. Certainly nothing that's strange to me, and I was looking through the list of people that have signed up. I recognized a couple names, not anybody that just jumped out at me, as someone that I knew. So hopefully I'll make some acquaintances along the way. You always do, especially when I've done trail races before, because there are some people who are just very, very enthusiastic about it, being out on the trails, in the woods, in the mountains, and that's contagious. At least that's I've found with some of the other trail races I've done. That is very contagious, and so I'm looking forward to that. And sharing some of that excitement with some of the people out there. So with 34.2 miles on the horizon for next weekend, that is pretty much going to be the end of my marathon spring. Figure two ultras if I finish this, which I'm pretty sure I will, 9-hour cutoff, unless I get injured or something, or if it's just a complete disaster with injured feet or something. That's going to be my spring. I've recently been asked to participate and be the race starter for the Ashland Railroad Run, which is on April 21st. And that is a race I've talked about many times in the show. I used to be the race director for that, or co-race director. And this is the 40th year of that, 10K, which makes it one of the longest running events in, pun intended, in the Richmond metropolitan area, which Ashland is part of the Richmond metro area in Virginia. I think the Stratford Hills 10K is the other one that's gone the longest. I'm not sure which one is the longest. I think it's Stratford Hills. And it's very, it's an honor to be asked to participate in that. I just hope that the organizers can get the participation numbers up, because last year it was only a couple hundred people, and it really has the potential to really be a lot more and a lot better than when I was directing it. We were a little bit constrained with naivete the first couple of years. And then I really believe that if the board of directors or the race director for that race, who is usually on the board of directors for the Hanover Arts and Activity Center, I believe if they offered cash prizes to first, second, and third of each gender for the 10K, I bet you would get a whole lot of competitive people out there. And then, of course, you have the recreational runners. But I think it's cool to have competitive people out there and make that a destination type of race if you offer cash prizes. And the money is raised by race fees. And so I don't know why we never really pursued that seriously. I didn't know we could. But I've since learned that the race director really has a lot of autonomy in that race, and maybe that's something they'll think about in the future. I was certainly really would really like to see that, and I've let the race director I will let him know that. So that's the 10 years of the podcast. When I reflect back, I told myself the reason I was doing this was to kind of have some self-accountability. I had kind of copied some format the format I've seen in some other podcasts, and you know, my listenership has grown and gone down over the years, and that's understandable. I don't market the podcast at all. I don't post about it. I don't tweet about it. Put it on Facebook or anything like that. I really don't do any self promotion of it at all. So it's kind of a grassroots. I don't really know how to describe it. It's just kind of my own accountability, and I've met some really wonderful people along the way doing the show. Made friends in Michigan, Tennessee, Arizona, New Zealand, down under, Japan, all over, really. And it's been really cool. And I'm going to keep doing the show, even if I only get out one a month, which my goal is to always have two shows a month and just make them a little bit shorter. But it's just so hard to find time in the house with when it's completely quiet. Like right now, my wife and daughter are at a women's conference for today, and I'm on call for work. So I'm just sitting at home, essentially waiting for the phone to ring so I can go to work. Actually, I don't want it to ring, but I'm kind of sitting here waiting for it to ring. So I've got lots of stuff to do today. I want to be in the podcast. The house is nice and quiet. And it's a perfect time to produce the show. So I'm looking at the Belmonte 50K. I'm looking at the map here in the mountains, and I got to get my act together this week with putting some supplies together. I think for this race, I'm going to rely on the aid stations more. And the reason being is because the race directors are seasoned ultra runners, and they're going to have the aid stations are going to have everything that's necessary. I'm guessing with as long as the weather's good, everything will be nice. So I'm not going to rely on my crew so much for fueling, other than maybe some little special stuff that I like. And then I'll probably carry, I think there's some stream crossings. I don't think there's anything like a river, but I think there's a creek that is up to your knees that has to be crossed. And so that kind of daunts me a little bit, because my feet, they blister easily. They're really tender and all that. And it's just something I have to manage and deal with. But I can do that with sock changes and drying them and not lose too much time. Especially with a 9-hour cutoff, I should be in good shape. Unless, like I said, things just really go bad and there's just complete disarray and disaster. The only thing I really have going against me is that I'm on call for work this week, which means I can have varied sleep patterns. But I am off the Friday before the race, and then I'm off the complete week after that, which I'm already looking forward to, because that'll be a nice vacation. All right, I want to do a quick shout-out to my friend Keith Hunter. He's a good friend of mine, lives in our on the other side of the tracks from us, and he lives in the historic district of Ashland. We're on the east side of the tracks. He's on the west side of the tracks. He's an architect, and my wife and I went out with he and his wife, Joanne, and he was listening to he barely listens to the show, and I'm going to do a little plug for his architecture firm. It's KeithHunterArchitect.com. He and I kind of joked around at one time how he would advertise on my show, and we never really talked about that. So I'm going to give him some free advertising here. He says his website says, with experience in all building types, we seek to provide our clients with designs that exceed their functional goals, delight the eye, and enhance value. It's KeithHunterArchitect.com. I'll link to that in the show notes at AshlandDave.podbean.com. He's a great guy, talented architect. And he has done several things around here in the town, and he also designs things outside of town. Then he follows through with some of the building on some projects. He's hands-on. He's a Class A licensed general contractor, and well-known around town, and a great guy. And his daughter and my daughter are around the same age and are friendly. So it's just kind of weird that I found out that he listened to the show. As a matter of fact, we were sitting there talking over beers, just the four of us, his wife, Joanne, my wife, Monica, me and Keith. And they asked me about the race, because Joanne used to be a runner. I'm not sure she runs as much now as she used to, because she's working a full-time job and just, you know, with time raising. They got two children and stuff. And he was talking about, yeah, I already know about that because I listened to your podcast. And I was like, you listen to my podcast? And he said, yeah. And he started telling me all this stuff that only he would know if he listened to the podcast. So I was just, you know, kind of neat. So I said, well, I'll definitely do a shout out and give you some free advertising. So, and he'll, I think he's looking to start selling plans that he designs. I think he was going to start looking to do that online, and I'm looking at his website now. I'm not sure that he's quite there yet, but he also does photography. He's a very talented man, and go to KeithHunterArchitect.com, and I'll link to that in the show notes at AshandDave@podbean.com. AshandDave.podbean.com. That's where it is. All right, Keith, there's your shout out. So give me an email at AshandDave@gmail.com if you hear that. All right, let me talk about the map run. This has been a lot of fun, and this is the idea that was copied from Sandy Steiner, City of Rochester Hills, Michigan, where she did a project where she decided to run every road, street, dirt road, I guess whatever was accessible that wasn't private property in her city. I think she ended up running over maybe 500 miles or so, maybe more than that. And she and I are friends, so we communicate back and forth online, and she was saying, oh, you know, you ought to do that in your town. And so I think I've talked about this before. I got a map from our town manager, which town is not nearly as big as where she lives. We only have about 7,000 people, and gosh, the town's only a couple miles across, but it does have a lot of streets. When we got a map, and the map is current as of 2013, so it doesn't have every road on there. So we're going to draw some in, but not maybe like three it doesn't have, because there's a new subdivision built in the town. But I'm doing this project with my running buddies here in Ashland, Ashland Bob, Ashland Tom, and Ashland Brian. And what we decided, and they were all game and all up for doing the challenge. Or not really a challenge, just for fun, just to do something different and to learn more about the town. Because as a matter of fact, we did a run this morning that we went on some streets we hadn't been on before. But we kind of realized it would take a while, and in the early parts of the project, I can't really remember when we started it, but today we did our sixth group run. We're maybe doing two a month at this point, where everybody makes it out on a Saturday. There's always somebody that can't make it seems, or someone doing a race like me, or someone's got a soccer tournament or swim meet, or out of town, or doing a college tour or something, because we all have children around the same age. But so we've been able to work it out. And what we decided to do was that we would only count the runs covering the streets if all four of us were able to do it. And so today was our sixth. We do kind of about a 5-miler. And what we found is it's very challenging to cover new ground without retracing our steps too much, because the town is kind of a grid system, but there are plenty of streets that stop dead end, don't go all the way through. Or some streets that are just like a 2-block street in the square of other streets. And so it's not, you can't just kind of zigzag around and then, you know, go east-west and then go north-south. It's not like that at all. It's a lot of little streets, and then you're retracing your steps. And then there's outside the grid area of the town is some streets that kind of wrap around, and some that are heavier traffic. And so we're coming up with different strategies to figure out how to handle all that. And we've also noticed that not every single road has a sign on it that indicates where the town limit is before you head out to the county. So we might have to kind of guesstimate on a few streets. But we're just kind of chipping off a little bit at a time, 5 miles at a time. Today we did 5 1/4. And it's been a lot of fun. And today we went on at least for me, and I don't think anybody else had been down this road before, we went behind our post office where there's a little 1-block road, and I had no idea that there's about 10 townhouses that are real nice in this little area. I think it was called Blair Manor or Blair Green or something like that, and I had a beautiful sign out front, and it was just a handful of little townhouses that were, I had no idea they were there. I think I knew there were some townhouses back there, but I had never gone back there and seen these specific ones, and it was on Thomas Street, which I had never been on before. So I thought that was really cool, and we all just kind of commented on that. And while we're running out there, everybody's trying to figure out in their head the most efficient way to get little pieces of road that we didn't get before. And Ash and Bob does the whole thing on his Garmin, which he sends over to his phone, and then when we go to the caboose for breakfast after we do the run, I unroll the town map, and then we'll highlight – just like Sandy did. We'll highlight the runs, and we're doing it in different highlighters and trying to put a date so we can look back and know the dates that we did it. And that's how I know today was the sixth group run. And it's a little bit harder than I thought, and we're having a lot of fun with it, and we'll see where it goes. Next week, we do have a couple runs where we've said we probably need to do those earlier than 7 a.m. because of the volume of traffic that picks up, and so we'll have to figure out a strategy for all that at some point. But it's been a lot of fun, and we will continue to do that, and I will update that in the podcast as time goes on. All right, let me just talk for a second on how fast time flies. About a year ago, it's 11 months, almost a year, is when I traveled up to Michigan and did that ultra up there and visited my friend Marisa and Sandy and her husband Eric. And that has been almost a year. And that's how fast that seems like yesterday. It's hard to believe that's been that trip was April of last year. And it's kind of hard to believe that it went that fast. And I do recall that Deacon Chip Pagnini from my church died that same weekend. I got the news when I was in the airport, and I can't believe it's been a whole year. And it's just a terrible, terrible thing. His wife Janice and their two kids, and it's just hard to believe how quick time goes by when you know you're enjoying life. And the reason I bring that up is because I have just over a year to go before I'm eligible to retire from police work. I'm coming up on 26 years soon. Plan to retire after 27, which is next year. My retirement date is probably going to be after my daughter graduates from high school, which will be June of next year. But next spring, I'm going to need to start doing a serious job search and try to figure out what I'm going to do. And I do plan probably to retire and get another full-time job and do what they call double dipping, which is getting a salary and then getting a pension. And believe me, I've earned that. So, and just so you know, for all of you and people like me out there who don't believe in complete entitlements, because I've been paying into my own Virginia retirement system for several years. That's a law that changed many years ago, and I'm ready to. And that's money that's taken out of my check, and it's invested without any input from me into the Virginia retirement system. But that's okay, because I'm going to be drawn from that very soon. And one of the benefits of working in what they call hazardous duty is that you get a supplement every month that's pretty significant, and you get that right up into the point of Social Security. And the reason that that is significant is because that after you turn 50, and when you're eligible and you have the years of service that you need, which is 20, you can you get that supplement. And if you don't retire and you don't take it, then it doesn't go into an escrow account or anything like that. So if you're ready to go and you can and change, you're ready to change your lifestyle and kind of change your identity to an extent. And that's one of the dangers of police work, is that some people put their complete identity into being a police officer. And that was advice I got early on, was not only have lots of friends outside the profession, but don't value your worth by how good of a cop you are, because there's so many different hats that you wear in life, and your profession is really just one of many. I forgot where I was going with that, but so as long as you can leave the profession and kind of leave that identity behind, there's no reason not to go and save more money for real retirement. And kind of, you know, I'm looking forward to a lifestyle where I'm not on call and I don't carry a government phone, where I'm expected to call in and if I'm not available, to say when I am available to come out. And It wears on you over time. And in my career, I've worked mostly child sexual exploitation cases. And there comes a time when it's time to quit working in the sewer. So that's about a year away. I think about it a lot, because I kind of think about where I'm going to be headed. One of the biggest things that I'm excited about is that I'll have more money to travel for races. So that's how it kind of ties into the whole running thing. And I just see myself probably doing some more traveling with my wife and maybe doing a marathon in some different states, and kind of piggybacking on the 50 staters, where you do a destination race. And the re- one of the main reasons you go travel to that area is to do the marathon and kind of see the area. So some of that stuff might be on the horizon. We'll kind of see. I'll comment about it here and there as time goes on, but it's something I'm very excited about. And here I am, almost 49 years old. I can't even believe I'm thinking about this, and it just all of a sudden it's here. All right, so I want to encourage everybody to send me an email at ashanddave@gmail.com because we're coming up on the 10th anniversary of the show, and I'd love to have a listener shout out section, listener roll call, as I've done in the past. And if you've listened to the show for a long period of time, I've done this back at, I think, at episode 100, episode 200. I don't even remember when those shows were done. And I got a really good response. So I'm curious to know if some of those folks are still listening to the show. I only hear from a handful every now and then. And this week, I think I've only got one email from the email bag. That is going to be a clip from, I think I heard from, I'm going to check because I did hear from David. All right, the email I was checking on was David Ladner. I think I already responded to him. He had, didn't I, David? He's out of central Georgia, looks like. He raised a glass with his wife and toasted me for completing my 50-miler, and then he had recently completed the 50th state of his 50-state marathon journey. And I think I mentioned this in the last show, so congratulations to you, David. I really do appreciate that, and thanks for sending in the email, which everybody is free to do at ashanddave@gmail.com, so please consider that. Also heard from Tim Cleary out of the Chattanooga area of Tennessee, and he sent me an audio clip, which I'm going to put into the show right now, and we'll see what he says.
Dave, congratulations on your successful 50-miler. Based on your report, it sounds like that was a really good day, really good run. Obviously, there were a few bad patches, as there always are in a race of that duration, but overall, you did just fantastic to finish the way you did. So, congratulations. Hey, if you're looking for something to do this fall, we've got a really nice 50K down here in Signal Mountain. It's called the Stump Jump. It'll be the end of September, 1st of October. I'm going to do it. It falls just after my 60th birthday, so I'm going to give it a shot. I ran it about 6-7 years ago, and I'm going to do a lot better this year. And if you do want to come down here, you can stay with us. We're about 5 miles from where the race starts and ends, so very convenient up here on top of Signal Mountain. So I'd love to have you come down if you want to do a good hard 50K trail race. Hey, you mentioned in your podcast, you know, you had to schedule your run so you could get to church in time. It reminded me of several years ago in the summer. I did a run early one Sunday morning, and I ended up going a little bit longer, and it pushed my time. So shit, I got to the house 30 minutes before Mass, took a quick hot shower, immediately went to Mass at 10:30, and then wasn't feeling so good. And then just in the middle of the creed, I had to go to the back of the church, and I ended up passing out. Luckily, there was one of the parishioners was a doctor, gave me a couple cookies and a glass of water, and I immediately came right back. But it was, like you said, you know, you do your run, and you got to get cleaned up and all. I just was overheated, trying to do things too quick, and fell out in Mass. And you felt kind of bad having people look at you as you're laying there behind the last pew. So, yeah, get your running and your training in done well before Mass time. That's all I got to say. Anyway, hey, love listening to the show, and look forward to the next ones. Thanks a lot. This is from Tim. Cheers.
Thank you, Tim, for that audio clip. You can send me an audio clip at, if you go to the website, you scroll down. Where is you scroll down? You can send in. Let's see. I don't know if I have it anymore. Oh, yeah. If you go to ashlanddave.podbean.com, go all the way to the right side of your screen. It's off of the graphics. It says send voicemail. You click on that, and then you can record and listen to it and then re-record and send me an audio clip. And then it sends it to me in an email at ashlanddave@gmail.com. And That way, if you want to send me an audio clip, which I think is pretty cool to put those in the show. I know when I've listened to podcasts in the past, and if I send in an audio clip, which I think I did once or twice somewhere. I got interviewed for Dirt Dogs podcast. It was kind of neat to listen to your own voice. It's kind of weird, but it's kind of neat when you do it. So think about doing that. And I appreciate Tim's invite. Tim's a friend of the podcast. He's been listening for a long time. And he mentions that stump jump. That's, I think, one of his many annual races. The problem I have with the race is, not that race. It's just that time of year. I just about kill myself when I run in the summer, training for these things. And I've started to think that maybe it's just really not that good for me, health wise. I mean, here I am still alive. I had my physical. I have to get a department physical every year. And I had mine the other day, and the doctor said I was healthy as a hoss, and I'm not sure if that was a good thing or not. I haven't got my blood work back yet, but I'm down to 211 pounds, which isn't bad. I was up to 217 at one point, so I'm feeling pretty good about that, and everything went fine. I got to get my reading glasses prescription changed, a little altered. Actually, I have the prescription. I just need to change the glasses, but I have pairs, you know, in the car, at home, and at work, and I just didn't want to have to replace all those yet. But getting back to Tim's audio clip, I do appreciate Tim, you taking the time to send that. And that is Tim's sign off. He always says cheers at the end of his emails. And I always think that's kind of neat and much appreciated that he felt highly enough for the podcast to send in an audio clip. And you can too. You can participate in the podcast. I'd love to hear from listeners like Tim. Very much appreciated. That's at ashlanddave@gmail.com. If you've listened this far into the show, maybe you've picked up on the fact now that my email bag is a little light. So I would definitely like to hear from listeners and engage in conversation about different things having to do with running. That's pretty much what I just want the show to be about. Because I'm just a kind of a middle-of-the-pack, ordinary nobody, but I've been having a lot of fun doing these things and doing these challenges. And it's nice to commiserate with like-minded folks. And you don't have to be an ultra runner to participate in the show. I just like to talk about endurance running and the different struggles that people have and different ideas and different ways they overcome challenges. So that's at ashlanddave@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. So this is Ashland Dave. I'm running in the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia, reminding you to run to the finish. Keep on running. Don't forget to hug your kids. And y'all have a good week. Thank you.